When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum.
That's me, baby!
Today on the podcast, we have...
That's me, you fucking dirty rat!
Today on our podcast, we have our number one guests, Hayes Davenport and Anna Saragina. We're joined, as always, by our number one audience
thank
member,
you
Rodney Berry.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out.
And today on the podcast, we're going
to
have...
Hurry up. It's about to end.
All right. Hit it, Clay.
But what are we going to do?
We're going to talk about I Love You,
we're
Daddy.
We're almost done.
By Louis C.K. I Love You, Daddy.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you so much for coming. Can I say something real quick?
What?
So I made for the show, I made a t-shirt. Yeah. And the t-shirt says, Unfilmed de Louis C.K. And, which is intelligent speak for, also known as French. A film by Louis C.K., also known as Daddy.
So some throughout this podcast, we'll be either saying Daddy or Louie, and you can fill in the blank.
You'll know.
Interchangeable.
And it's... So I was really proud of it, and I was like, well, let me snap a pic, show it to the boys. Mm-hmm. And so I showed it, and Rod was the first to respond. He said two things. First thing he said, I needed to burn the shirt.
Yeah.
And he also said that this is why I'm going to be canceled. And so I kind of just want to get ahead of this right now.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to cancel Rod.
Oh, shit.
So everyone, if you can just look at this, and for people listening at home, it's a picture of your boy Rod, and he's wearing his classic t-shirt he wears every day. It says, I love New York, New York City. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you zoom in, it says, because that's where Louis C.K. lives. So,
wow. Rod, you're canceled.
Rod? So, I guess...
That's not real.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck off, dude.
Fuck Rod.
Yeah, fuck off.
You're shit.
You're shit,
really
bitch.
Bad, Rod.
I'm going to get rid of that shirt soon, I promise.
So who's ever listened to this podcast?
Wow. Cool.
Well, that's nice, because we have our two number one classic guests. Our number one expert on poop, Anna Saragina.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And our That's number nice. One expert on political stuff, Hayes Davenport.
Wow.
And we all actually, back in October of 2016.
Uh-huh. Day right? of Our Lord, yes.
Day of Our, or 17, one of those.
Yes.
We all went to the Toronto Film Festival.
We went
together.
To TIFF.
Yes. Sorry, political stuff.
To see
I Love You, Daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
And Daddy was there.
So yeah.
And he was able to tell us a little bit about the film.
Let's see, let me just cue this up. I'm queuing up the title, sorry. God damn it.
Clap your hands if you've seen I Love You, Daddy.
All right. That's nice. Okay.
All right, good.
Got some cinephiles here.
Well, I Love You, Daddy is an interesting film. Let's get right into it.
Okay. What type of music for this? French?
Yeah, we need some French music with
okay.
the jazz pop tinge.
Wait, let me get some French music. One second.
And I'm going to give you my...
This is the Frenchest song I could find.
Yeah. Okay, well, we open on... Okay, so we open on Helen Hunt and Louis C.K., and they are ex-lovers, and they had a child together, and they're talking about some bullshit, and then it's a big white scene that goes away, and then after that...
Let me just stop you right there.
Louis, what?
So far, the film is going really well, and you know he's a master of his craft. Go off king.
After that, Louis goes on a plane with Charlie Day, who's yelling, and they get off the plane, and that's to establish that Louis has a plane. And then Louis is always going like,
classic Louis. He's so funny.
He's like sort of adjusting his glasses and going like, you know?
I'm going to go back to this.
Charlie Day is always really congratulatory and saying, Louis, you're talented at everything you've ever done. And Louis says, thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
And then someone wants Charlie Day's autograph because he's famous. He's an actor.
Okay, gang, where is your mind right now after everything Whit said?
Is this the part, is that one of the scenes where he says the N-word?
No, that might be.
That's later?
Yeah.
It happens
yeah.
a little bit
okay.
later.
Okay. He does say it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, he says it first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Not yet.
It's for a really good reason.
Yeah. I'm about to. I'm almost there.
Oh, okay. I don't want to skip it because okay. it really is just so necessary
right.
to happen in that
right.
moment.
As an auteur, you need every tool.
Yeah. Yes. And also, at like around like minute 14, I'm like, when is this gonna happen?
Okay, go off.
Yeah, so they go to Louis' really nice apartment in Manhattan, and Chloe Grace Moretz, Louis' daughter, comes down in a string bikini, and Charlie Day's
hubba,
like,
hubba,
hubba, hubba.
And then they're talking, and Charlie Day's like, she was on spring break, you know what that means? She was playing Mother May I, which is where...
She was barking like a dog.
She gets down on her knees and barks like a dog. And people take pictures.
Wait, they have to get a little closer.
And then they drunk, so they hiccup. So
he also talks about another game that doesn't have a name, I don't think.
No.
Where 50 guys come in a beer.
Yeah.
And the girl that drinks the beer gets to blow all the guys.
Yeah.
Only if she finishes.
If she finishes.
If she finishes the beer,
go!
Then she gets to blow all of spring break.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to drink a whole beer, you know what I would do, Clay?
One second, dude. Please. No, that's not what you think it is.
You know what I would do?
One second. Slow down, my guy.
If I had to drink a whole beer filled with cum,
I am forgetting.
You know what I would probably do?
Yeah, one second, pal. What number is it? It's not. That's
he
not
knows,
what that.
I
that's
love
not
that
what
Clay
that is.
Knows what he would do.
That's what he would do.
You know what I would do?
What's that, pal?
They're you know
such
what I would
good
do?
Friends. Clay knows exactly what Whit
all right,
would do
what's going on?
In this situation.
You know, you know what I'd do if I had to drink a whole beer filled with cum?
What's that?
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, so then Charlie Day has to leave, and Pamela Adlon walks right into the scene and goes, oh my God, Chloe Grace Moretz, you are so tan. And
yeah,
you're
this
so
is
tan.
It. This is where, yeah.
It looks like...
Everyone soak it in.
It looks like a racial slur, a Jewish racial slur for black people has been coming all over you.
Right.
And then Louis, and she says, what does that mean? And then Louis says,
I would rather not. I guess I'd at least like the music not to go away. He says that is the Jewish word for the N-word.
Yeah.
But he says the entire thing.
He says the word.
Yeah. And they laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah. So it's very motivated in the scene by him wanting to say that word
also
in his movie.
And in the world of I Love You, Daddy, you come the color of your skin. Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so then Pamela Adlon's like, Chloe walks away after she just said you get cummed on, and then Pamela Adlon goes, well, you know what? She says, I love you, Daddy, too much. And if your daughter's always calling you daddy and saying I love you, it means you've done a bad job at being a dad, because that means that your daughter loves you too much. or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll say, as like someone who has spent a lot of time around Louis, yeah. good luck being like in the same room as him and not saying that.
Yeah.
I invite you to try.
You can't help but say
you
it.
You will say it.
You will say it.
Yes. You said it.
I said it several times.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, at 10.
You said it really loud.
I said 10,
she's constantly yelling it every time he's around, which is all the time, because we're always at the clubs.
We're always at the
poker table.
We're sitting
talking
at
talking shop.
Yeah. So then Louis goes to work where he works on a soundstage, and Edie Falco comes in, and she's upset because Louis... his new show has gotten picked up, and he don't got no script, and they want it to air in a few months.
Should I play the clips now?
What clip? Well, you want to play this clip right away?
This one is really good.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to save it to the end? You just
let's just do it while we're in it.
Okay. Well, let me get to the part where the clip begins.
Cool. Yes, queen.
She's going. I've done so much for you, Louis. I got a helicopter to dangle a horse, and you cut it out of the movie. The show. She cries.
Yeah.
And then Louis goes, well, I'm sorry. What can I do? I'm sorry. And then Charlie Day's like, what show? And then whatever.
He's yelling. So funny in this.
And then and then Louis goes, oh, my God, guess who wants to be in the show? Rose Byrne. But it's like a character's name. I can't remember. But Rose Byrne wants to be in the show. And then Rose Byrne calls Louis and...
and this scene happens, and
if we can pull down the lights.
Okay, so I did a couple of things here. Just a heads up. I did a couple of things. This is for a podcast, so I had to add some sound effects. And I didn't want to talk over it. And while I was editing, I was like, man, I really like this, so I just went hog wild at the end. Okay, here we go. And action.
Grace Cullen is your lead.
Grace Cullen?
Oh, Grace Cullen, why would she want to pee on this show?
She loves your work. Anyway, she's on her way to your office now. Just meet her. She wants to talk.
How do I... Grace Cullen, I didn't have an appointment to meet her.
Any appointments with the Secretary of Defense? Just meet her. Meet her.
She's here?
She's
Jesus
here.
Christ, Dick.
What do you want me to do?
She's there.
I can't insult Grace Cullen. Let her in.
Let her in.
Go ahead, let her in.
You're
lover. Yeah, fuck you, Dick.
Oh, God.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
I just like...
Rod, what did you think about that?
Did you add sound effects to like other scenes? Because like,
I did the clapping.
How it is in the movie. Oh, the clapping is
the clapping.
End.
Was
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about.
No, he had us all over doing the clapping.
He added the clapping so he knew that the scene was over.
Yeah.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
Mm. So we're all at this point. We're all sitting there in TIFF, watching, going, "Well, Louis he's back."
He's back.
Yeah, he hasn't come out. At this point, it had been a few months since Horace and Pete. We're going. Well, he's back.
How is he following up Horace?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's just another self-aware masterpiece. So Edie Falco starts crying because of the helicopter and the... well, she somehow is cool with Charlie Day, Pantomime Jack. You know? And
she's really mad because the show is going to air in September.
Yeah.
When every show airs.
Right.
And it's April. Mm-hmm. When every show gets picked up and like begins.
Well, you're a
production.
TV guy.
Yeah. Yes.
You're
I'm
a political guy.
Yes.
And a TV guy.
Yeah.
But and a centrist.
Yes. I love political, like all of it.
Yeah. Yes. You love
everyone.
Left. You love right.
I love everyone.
Yeah. And you like to sit right in the middle and just take a peek.
And I love
well,
daddy.
You don't like to argue.
You like to be civil.
Yeah. I'm nice.
Go off.
Yeah. Okay, I am.
So Edie Falco leaves, and then Rose Byrne, the actor, comes in and says...
Wait, what does she do?
She comes in.
Wait, what does she do?
She walks in. And she's pregnant, and she says, I'm ready to be on your show. I love your writing. Your writing has changed my life. You're the best writer of all time. Okay. And he goes, okay, well, I'll see what I can do. You're cool. And now...
That's really brave of Louis to write that.
And then
it's so cool to...
She literally is like, I beg of you, please let me be in your movie. You're better than, or your TV show. You're the best guy I know in town. And he's like, okay. And he goes, well, are you pregnant? Are you married? And she goes, no. And he's like,
Hubba Hubba.
And then Louie and his daughter Chloe go and watch a Rose Byrne movie where she is asked to take her shirt off, and she does, and then the guy touches her boobs, and then Chloe and her are talking, and she's like, "Oh, I love Rose Byrne," and then it cuts back to the screen, and the dude's dead, and Louie's like, "Oh my God, why'd she have to kill him?" And Chloe then goes, "'Cause it's this movie's about female empowerment. This movie is about how, this is a direct quote, how men fuck women, and it's time for women to fuck back and be in the power position."
Hell yeah.
And Louie then says, "You don't know anything about feminism." Because you're a rich kid and you don't read and stuff.
Yeah.
And feminism is about taking care of yourself and finding strength in your own abilities
and
victories.
Yes, daddy.
And then Chloe gets up and she gets upset and she leaves. Then.
Classic women.
Classic women?
Louis,
the truth hurts.
Louis goes, "Hey, Rose Byrne, I upset my daughter while we were watching one of your movies." And she goes, "Bring her to my big party. There's going to be celebrities. She'll forgive you in a second. Because, you know. I know, that's how it goes." And she goes, okay, and then he does bring her to the big party with the celebrities, and Chloe forgives her in a second. And then they run into John Malkovich, who is just playing like a really cool guy.
He's so charming. So charming.
I mean,
we're wet thinking about it.
Anna was talking earlier how it's every young girl's dream.
It's every young girl's dream. Show me a young girl, that's her dream.
Yeah.
Of course.
And John Malkovich is playing like this sort of mentally handicapped artist guy.
Hot. Hot as hell. Yes.
And he like doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
They'll be like, "Oh, I'd like some. Have you ever seen the movie Transformers or something?" And he'll be like, "I don't know what it's, what is Transwatter?" Or whatever. He's like doing that. That kind of guy. And then she goes, "Ooh, you know, daddy, you know he's a pedophile." And he goes, and Louis says, "You should never say bad things about a person you've never met, and don't know."
Go on! Yes! Go on!
Yes!
Daddy!
At this point, Clay, while we were in Toronto, Clay spilled his popcorn at that one.
Yeah.
Kind of a lesson for a lot
it's
of
like,
people.
It's hard.
Who have
I
been
say
saying
this.
Bad stuff about people we've never even met.
I would say this.
Met.
It's hard to hold popcorn and salute at the same time.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, then John Malkovich and Chloe Moretz find each other outside, and John Malkovich is now, it just cuts right into him, like, sitting, straddling a thing and talking to her, explaining what feminism is to her.
Classic guy stuff. I love it, yeah.
And you're one of the guys.
Yeah, I'm one of the guys, so I get it. That's why I like it. Yeah.
And she goes, there's like extreme feminism, there's all these other types of feminism, and she goes, "I guess I just don't know." And he goes, "That's the best answer a person can ever give, the most honest." And except he's like, "Well, never mind."
Oh, okay.
And so then it's nighttime, and one side of the shot, and then daytime in the other side of the shot, and Chloe is like, "You know what, you're actually pretty smart for a funny little guy," and he's like, "Oh, thank you."
Direct quote.
And then he goes, she's like, "I've always heard weird stuff about you," and he goes, "What have you heard? That I have bad teeth? Does my breath smell?" And it's
that
great
is a
writing.
Direct quote.
Yeah. That is a direct quote. And then it cuts out of it. And then Charlie is back in the office yelling at Louis C.K. about some hilarious riffing. And Louis's getting a haircut. And Charlie's like, "You know what? If I ever run into John Malkovich, I'm going to say, are you a pedophile or what, brother?" And and then Rose Byrne calls again. And Charlie jacks off again. Pantomime's jacking off on the phone. And it's really cool. Then
it's really cool.
It's cool.
Didn't you undersold that? Go on.
Sorry.
It's really cool.
Then Edie finds out that Louis casts Rose Byrne in the TV show without asking her because she's also a co-producer of the show. Mm-hmm. She's upset about it. She walks off. Then Chloe comes in and straddles Louis and says, I love you. And then Dad. She says, today I was... Hey, she says, I love you, Daddy. And today yes. I was hanging out with John Malkovich. And he goes, And then it cuts to them hanging out at Barney's.
Barney's.
Yeah.
Smash cut Barney's, of course.
Yeah. John Malkovich is saying, hey, you. I love looking at young women because of their body.
Well, he specifically right. goes to Barney's to look at the young women.
Yes, Rod.
So cool.
Thanks for chiming in, hey. Rod.
I'm sorry. No,
I thought it was helpful, Rod. Thank
sorry,
you.
No,
I didn't know what
you.
He was doing there.
Yeah, you're not on the rug, all right, pal?
Right.
She's like, you look at young women. He goes, yes, it's better than their old, gross women. Am I right?
Oh, sorry.
And then he goes, try on these bikinis.
Hubba hubba.
It's funny. It seems as though bikinis should come with a vial of cocaine in them.
Yes.
And Louis just laughing behind the camera. And
the camera was shaking.
He wrote this crap. He loves it. Yeah.
You can see someone's shadow going like, go, go.
And then Chloe tries on swimsuits, and there's sort of like this montage where John Matthews...
Did she try on panties?
No. John Malkovich is going.
What happened?
What?
Clay, she's trying on the swimsuits. John Malkovich.
Go off.
Yeah. Okay. He's saying with each different swimsuit, he's going, it's as though you are a friend, a young girl who's out of school looking for some milk or whatever, just making up a story.
So he's speaking French.
Yeah, that's not the story, but it's like a story like, it's as if you're on a. You're just whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
exactly.
Then she's like, it was so charming. He was so smart because he could make up those cool stories based on the bikini I was wearing. And then she's like, also, when we were at the park, he made all these different musicians who are on the street trying to make their own money separately play together. And he's so fun because of that. And that's
Wait,
why he's
he
good.
He bought all the jazz musicians ice cream.
And then he bought everybody ice cream.
Key portion of the movie.
Sorry, yeah, sorry, Anna.
Jazz musicians deserve ice cream too. Oh, come on. Yeah.
Thank you.
And
thank
that's,
you.
And they were like, "Give me some ice cream." And then the other guy was like, "Me too."
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
Well, that's how it started. Yeah.
Yeah. So Louis started the Me Too movement in more ways than one.
Jazz musicians eating ice cream. That's what the Me Too movement just started. Of course, yes.
Wow. And then Chloe is like, listen. Oh, Louis and Rose go on a date to the beach and they take a swim.
Oh, this scene.
Yeah. Oh.
He is wearing a polo shirt in this scene.
Yeah.
And his nipples are blasting out. Can we pull this up?
Yeah,
I can pull it up.
And skip the whole time, you're like, is this guy going to get in the ocean in this polo shirt?
His polo?
Yeah.
And you better believe he does.
Okay.
And this polo shirt looks painted on.
We're at the mall.
Ooh,
right.
Tight little body. Oh.
Okay. Oh, wait. This is the guy honking the horn. I'm sorry. I'm a jazz fan.
Honking the bubba.
There they are.
Okay. Oh.
No.
They're like, what is Lou doing? No.
I think it is over at this point.
No, it's not.
There it is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, but go back.
Okay.
Go back, please.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is that? That's water, huh?
Yeah, that's a
good job, Whit.
Thanks. That's rock, wave, sand.
Wave.
Nope.
Oh, see?
There's
there.
Daddy.
Boom.
Hi, Daddy.
Boom.
Oh, Daddy's on screen.
Pow, pow. Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy to that. Wow.
It almost looks like the nipple is going to take up the whole frame.
Yes.
The guy's having fun making a movie.
Yeah. All right, so let's leave it on that.
Okay.
Let's leave it on that. So they go to the beach. They go swimming with all their clothes on. Louis seems like he was like, you know what? We got some time. Let's all jump in. And then Louis was like, ooh, it's cold. I won't do this scene anymore. And then they get right out. But they kept it in the movie.
Yes.
Then Chloe is like, hey, can I go to Paris with John Malkovich? And Louis's like, no, that's insane. Are you guys fucking? And he goes, no, ew, no. And then she goes to Paris with John Malkovich and a bunch of artists. And she ignores phone calls from Daddy. Okay, but now this is, that's about
where
the
are we
first,
at in the movie
that's
now?
That's about the first act. I'm sorry.
Yeah, begin the second act.
So he goes to Paris, his daughter's...
Broke Witt's arm.
His daughter's ignoring him, and he can't write on his computer. He's having a hard time. And then he notices a typewriter out of the corner of his eye. He dusts that puppy off, gets to writing, and click, clack, click, baby. He can write. He needs that analog click. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm not doing nothing. I'm writing. Get out of here. Don't you understand? I'm sorry, Daddy.
Who's that scene between?
That was Chloe. She goes,
hello, Daddy.
And this is Louis.
Hello, I'm Daddy. Can I take the airplane?
Where you want to go?
I want to go to Florida. I want to dance in my panties.
She's in Paris.
No, yeah, that was
earlier.
That
you're talking about the beginning of the movie.
That happened.
Only saw the beginning because after he dipped his popcorn over, he didn't have anything to eat, so he had to go
well,
to
I ran up to
burger.
The
burger.
I ran up to the projection booth. I said, can we start from the beginning? I'm having a blast.
And they were like, you know what? Usually, no.
And I go, okay, I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to run down and press play. And he did, but then I got sidetracked. I got a burger. I missed this whole second part. But
you had to eat the burger outside. Yes, so yes, a big yes. chunk of the movie. So he's typing away on the typewriter. Then it cuts to John Malkovich is typing on the typewriter, too. And guess what? While that's happening, Chloe's getting pictures taken of her by the paparazzi with some hunk and John Malkovich all together. Yeah.
Get out of here, dog.
Then Louis cuts back to Louis in America, and Louis gives his script to Rose Byrne. And
Wait. He did what?
He gives his script to Rose Byrne.
Wait, what was he doing?
Giving his script to Rose Byrne.
Clay, are you okay?
He's giving his script to Rose Byrne. Yeah. Rose Byrne yells and goes, oh my God, this is so good, and fucks him immediately. And then Rose and him have a talk afterwards, and she says, you know what? I think it's okay that your daughter wants to date John Malkovich because everybody's sexually weird. And he goes, I think it's gross and inexcusable to be sexually weird. And then Rose says, well, you know, you're fucked up too because of the weird shit that happened during your marriage. And then Louis says, I quote, you can't judge people by what they do in
Wait,
their
stop,
private life.
Stop. Everyone listen. Go.
I think they heard it already.
No, oh, I'm sorry.
Say it one more time.
You can't judge people for what they do in their private life. And he pretty much looks directly into the lens.
Anna's throwing the horns. She's one of the guys.
Yeah.
One of the guys, so I fucking get it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Rose says, I used to fuck old men when I was your daughter's age, and then they get into a fight, and they don't want to talk to each other
this
anymore.
This fight.
Then Louis does yoga.
Wait, they got in a fight?
Yeah.
1 second.
I thought it was good and really interesting in that scene that the woman is saying that it's okay for this old man to date this child.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
If you notice, the woman is saying that.
So that means it's okay.
That means it's kind of okay.
Yeah.
Right?
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
It's very smart.
But
of
what
Louis
did they do?
She wouldn't say that if it wasn't okay.
They got. Yeah. And then they got in a big fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
Then right. Louis does yoga while Charlie watches porn.
Yeah.
So funny.
Boys Night In, of course, yeah.
And then Chloe and John now are back from Paris, and John Malkovich, and they barge in into the house, and they're fighting like old pals. And Louis's like, what the hell? And then Charlie goes to John Malkovich, hey, did you actually fuck all the little kid? And John Malkovich goes, maybe we should get a drink and discuss it. And then that's just the end of that. And then they walk out. Then Louis and John talk, and Louis's like, are you fucking my daughter? And then Chloe hears that, and then she gets mad, and she walks away. And then Louis throws a party for Chloe's 18th birthday, and she's like, hey, you know what?
What?
You can never see John Malkovich ever again. I think I'm going to talk to you about that later. And she's like,
okay.
Oh. And then Louis runs into Rose for the first time in a little while, and she says, you know, normally I worship your voice, but the script that you wrote isn't very good. And I only agreed to do your show so that I could fuck you.
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah.
He says, did you fuck me so you could do my TV show? And she says, no, I did my TV show so I could fuck you.
Yeah.
I was really busy and I didn't want to do the TV show.
Right.
But I had to be on this.
Yeah.
I had
I
to
wanted
fuck
to
you.
Get yes. plowed. By that body, by that daddy bod.
I want that body.
I wanted those hard nips up in my pussy.
In my pussy, yeah.
Is that a quote?
I wanted yes. those nips.
Right, you were sitting right next to me.
And then she says, he's like, everybody's thinking, well, why is she at this young girl's party? And then she goes, I'm only here because I'm friends with your daughter.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
So that makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense. And then Edie's there too, and she goes, why haven't you shot the show? And then Louis says...
Okay, here we go.
Louis, you know what? He goes, you know what? Let me address it all right now.
This part is so important.
Let's turn down the lights. Here we go.
Okay,
Louis
so
says this is something everybody's been wanting Louis to say, and he finally says it.
And here it is.
Sorry.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry, women.
Women.
Yes, please, on behalf of all women, please let you all know that I'm very fucking sorry.
She says...
Okay, we accept your apology, and I'm just wondering if I can...
So he's good.
Daddy freaking did it.
Okay, so if you had any worries, like not a lot of people have seen this, it's all under the bridge.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay, and go
then,
off.
And then Chloe goes to John Malkovich's party and is like to his house because he's not at the birthday and goes, I'm 18 now, you can fuck me. Let's get fucked up. I want you to fuck me. And he's like, you're being fucking weird. This is not how
you're being,
I am.
He said
who's making you say this stuff? Yeah. Are you, like, in trouble?
And she's like, I like you a lot. I like you a lot. Here, do these drugs. And he goes, I don't do drugs. You're being weird. And then I have no interest in you. And then she's upset.
My mind manufactures enough organic confusion. I don't need the synthetic variety.
What is the word? What is like? I've never heard what like is before. And she goes home and she goes, Daddy, everything's messed up. And he goes, you can't see John Malkovich anymore. And she's like, you don't know me and you don't understand me. And you can't just all of a sudden try to tell me what to do and you never have. And he's like, well, I don't freaking know. I'm nice. And then, and then she walks away and it's like, that's the end of their relationship as daughter and son. And wait, no, daughter and daddy.
Daddy, daughter.
Classic daughter-daddy relationship. Yeah.
And then Chloe's teen friend comes in, who I forgot to mention. She has a teen friend who's sometimes around who never speaks. But now she wants to talk. And this is at the towards the end, and she sits next to Louis on the couch after he just had this tough time with his daughter and goes, and she's like, you know what,
We can just play the clip.
Hey, we got a clip, my guy.
Oh, cool. Yeah, she says this.
Here we go.
I mean, everybody's a pervert. I'm a pervert. We're all perverts. Who cares? Who cares how old you are and who you are? My cousin and I used to make out when our family spent summers together. It was so hot. I don't regret it. I had a thing for you when I was 14, so what?
So she absolved him of his sins once again. And he's feeling good, getting his nut. And she, after she says that, he tries to hook up with her, sort of, and she's not into it. And then Helen Hunt and him have dinner again, and she's like, what?
How far along in the movie are we now?
We're almost at the end.
Okay.
She's like, what? And then he's like, I don't know. And then you're like, why was that a scene? And it's over. and then Louis goes to the Emmys, and Charlie is yelling a story that's like, let me try to do the performance of how Charlie Day is an actor. And he goes, okay. And that's what you wouldn't believe. At this point, John Malkovich is sitting there, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then everybody's like, are you going to do that? And he's like, yeah, as it turns out, I am going to do that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cast this man. Clay describes his acting as the guy who kills in the audition. And then Louis is like, hey, how's it going? And then Charlie goes, why are you here? You didn't even make a TV show this year. And we're learning, oh, he didn't even make the show.
No.
So, yeah. And then John's like, I won my award. John Malkovich is like, I won my award for TV. And Louis's like, you make TV now? And he goes, I learned how to make TV from reading your script. And it's like, that's okay. And then that's good, yeah. And then John says to Louis that he actually has always been inspiring to him.
Yeah.
Even though John is the legendary filmmaker. Which
John says he learned how to make TV from reading the script because he was like, I realized that you can do episodes.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah, he doesn't know what TV is.
He's never seen a TV.
Well, here's the thing. With classic filmmakers, all they do is they don't watch TV, they don't watch movies, they take celluloid and they put it to a candle and they just look at it. Yeah. That's a classic art form.
I imagine what I could put on here.
Yeah.
Probably some really cool crab I put on there. And then Louis goes and he's like, well, and then he goes back. He goes to the mall and he goes to Barney's. And guess
the panty store?
The panty store, yeah.
Okay.
You can get two styles of panties. You can get brown panties.
Yes, my little secret.
Which means not tonight. Or you can get pink panties, which means hubba hubba, let's rock and roll.
Wait. You can do...
Go!
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And then Louie's like, hey daughter, how you been? I haven't seen you since last time we were in the movie together. And she goes, I've been good. I work here now. And he goes, oh, cool. How's everything else? And she goes, it's pretty good. I live up the street. And he goes, oh, cool. And then the camera zooms away, and then that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. And I will say, basically, because of all of the relationship stuff and because of the different age groups of that and the way that it's shot in black and white, and all of the stuff I mentioned from the story of the movie, that's why I'll personally give this film a 10 out of 10.
That's a perfect score for me. Okay.
That's a really good score.
Okay.
Rod, what's your thoughts on this?
For me, it's just as simple as... I love daddy.
Yeah.
And I got to give it a 10 out of 10, a perfect
time. Yes, daddy. Okay.
What do
Anna,
you think, Anna?
What's your thoughts on this? As a one of the guys.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say, I see it from a couple of different perspectives. First of all, someone who used to love daddy. Okay.
Yes.
Who is a woman, but then also who's one of the guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of an intricate, it's a give and take, and then, you know, also as a fan of film, I mean, a classic film, temporary film, also films that are going to be made in the future, yeah, you know. And so I'm coming at it from a couple of different angles. I'm trying to stuff it into one, and I think that because of those reasons, and as a woman again, who is one of the guys, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Absolutely.
And Hayes, what would you review it?
My thoughts are echoed by an Amazon review that I read earlier today.
Oh.
That I just tried to find and couldn't, but it begins. I had very high expectations for this movie. They were exceeded, 10 out of 10.
Wow, that's incredible. I love you, necklace.
Clay, what are you doing?
Wow, so, okay, so then...
You have to search I Love You Daddy, Louis C.K. Yeah. Because there's many products that have I Love You Daddy.
Yeah. It's such a popular movie.
In the name. That is the movie itself. You have to go to the product or something. Go back.
I know why this is okay. I got to go to the product. I'm stupid.
I'm asking.
Wait, what do
you
I click?
Back.
Go
the back.
Okay.
Sorry. See? Original, authentic movie.
Movie is the same as film.
That's where I get. I only see the word cinema.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, wow. One customer review.
Oh, there's only one? Okay, I read a different one, I guess. They have different copies of the movie.
Okay. I have some buzzwords here.
Fellini, Woody Allen style film.
Yeah. Wait, can you read this real quick?
Wait, hold on.
What? You want me to read this?
Yeah, go ahead, read it.
Contrary to popular belief, the young girl China, played by Chloe Moretz, goes after the older character, played by John Malkovich, who merely stands his ground and is bum-rushed by every self-righteous, insecure other character in this film. This is a Fellini-slash-Woody-Allen-style film done by a celebrity who is currently being raked over the coals by SJWs who refuse to see the genius of the production. Yeah! It is, by movie standards, the equivalent of Chinatown, Manhattan, and 8.5.
If you don't know what SJW means, it's super jealous women.
Yeah. If people would get out of themselves and watch this film, I'm sure they'll recognize how good it really is. And that is a review by Baba Ghanoush himself.
Okay, I found it. It was an IMDb review. I'll just read a couple of the reviews. One just has the subject, "Great, now make one more every year. Thank you."
No, no. Don't do that, man. Get it out of there. Erase. Whatever.
Go off.
Fine, Slappy Doo did it, not me.
For people listening
at home, I was writing. They were asking if it was helpful, and I just screamed, "Yes, King." Okay.
Another has the title: "This movie is smart and funny." And the text: "And if Louis C.K. makes you that uncomfortable, buckle up. He's not going anywhere."
Yes.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
And this is a 9 out of 10 one. The best Woody Allen movie he would never make.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well,
okay.
I like that the review that you read started with contrary to popular belief.
Yeah.
And then said the plot. Yeah. What's the popular belief?
Yeah.
They think it's a different movie. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, all that really matters is that it got... 10 plus 10 plus 10.
Well, I haven't done my review, my guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Clay, what is your review?
I'm so sorry. I don't have to go back before Clay.
Listen,
review.
Wait. Just let me.
The title of this one is Contemporary Masterpiece, and in the text it says, "This movie explores gender dynamics in contemporary society in a refreshing, unapologetic fashion. The truths and fallacies exposed in the movie are a bitter pill to swallow, but swallow you must."
Yeah.
Holy
yeah. Take your freaking right. Medicine, baby.
That's cool. That is the best.
All right, Clay, what do you think?
Okay, I normally write a lot of things, and I only wrote three things.
What kind of music should we do?
Well, you're the one that tells me, my dude.
Okay, well, I think we should do something action-packed, something interesting, something with multiple layers, and something male-driven with a jazz pop tinge.
And that's this song.
All right.
Okay, so here's a... when does this movie take place?
2016?
Yeah.
2016, and the movie is called We Love Daddy. Okay, and I wrote down three things, because I'm stupid and I forgot to write a lot of stuff. So first, 1 out of 3, Louis loves the N-word. Okay, so y'all remember that. Second thing is, I love daddy. More like everyone loves daddy. And the third and final one, this is my favorite part of the movie, the other N-word Louis loves is nipple.
Ah, that's good.
So, and for that, I give it a 10 out of 10.
All right.
All right. So.
So that's 5 tens. It gets a 50.
Well, wait, we have another 10.
Oh, right.
Wait, are you telling me?
This is our first 100%.
This is our per. This is so. I Love You, Daddy is the first perfect film.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's an A+.
Wow.
Wow, you know what I gotta say? Talking about these movies, talking about this popcorn, your mid-movie burger has gotten me hungry, man.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I just wish that this place had some type of food or something, because I'm pretty freaking beefed over here.
What is that song?
I just want some food.
Wait, Rod, can you give her
hold on.
Your
phone?
It's the least important one.
Thank you.
You know, to keep you seeing. Yeah.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
That's Mitra. This is my girlfriend, Mitra. Thank you.
So I'm Whit's intern / girlfriend.
If you're a little confused, every time she speaks to us, she gets down. So just to make sure that we're taller.
Yeah, I actually don't feel safe if I'm taller than anyone else in a space.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to make it or not. But
well, I was at my nursing shift. So for those of you who don't know, my internship for Whit as his personal intern is unpaid. And Whit, of course, cannot work at all because he has to pursue. So.
I pursue this. Yeah.
I am his intern from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. I am a nurse.
Oh, so, right. And you're also my girlfriend.
Yes, I'm also Whit's girlfriend. So I'm Whit's girlfriend. And that actually started after I was his intern. So I had the application to be Whit's intern was a headshot of whole body. And my responsibilities are make food
and bring it to me
and bring to him
and this time
it's a couple pieces of chicken.
I wasn't sure if this is chicken or fish, but it's chicken and it looks really good.
So I just wanted to come and bring you food because I did not I was in surgery and I did not get to bring Whit his dinner before the show, so I received a couple hundred angry texts.
Yeah. Well, I've been texting you throughout because you said you're gonna bring me the food, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, calm down.
No, it's funny when he's mad.
Okay. Go off.
She really likes so
okay.
So Clay, don't I mean
Yeah. Well, I just okay.
Ha. and Whit is actually, I know he's being modest, I don't know if he's talked about it on the show, but I assume my modest guy is doing not modest, so I just wanted to kind of toot his horn a little bit. And he is actually working on a typewriter-written show of his own.
I am.
Whit's writing I Love You, Daddy, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I've actually got a pretty cool announcement of my own, and I will be doing craft services for
the
film. Also, I'm paid.
Right.
Whenever I'm not doing nursing.
Well, I told you that if we had the money, we would, but this is a SAG, this is a regular budget, but we have the, you know, a lot
it's
of the money is
paperwork.
It's like paperwork to get Louie back, and you know, he only accepts money through Venmo, and there's that weird charge. And
right.
So
I get it.
Okay.
So I'm just saying I'm proud of that.
Right. Well, most of the budget is going to everybody has to have their phone and a cell phone bag before they can come to set, and so we weren't able to pay the.
Right, and all the money goes to the Louis Fund.
Yeah,
right.
Which is
and
bank,
I will
his bank
be,
account.
I will be Louis's driver throughout the process.
Well, he asked for the smallest girl.
Yeah, so I'm going to be driving a van, even though I am scared of driving.
Yeah, but you get to do your favorite stuff, which is bring cool male artist things.
Yes, so I'm actually going to be running the merch table for the movie too.
Yeah.
At the end of every day of shooting, Louis is going to do 4 hours of stand-up comedy for an audience of people who did not know that was going to be happening to them. And then I will be selling my own sort of handcrafted, bespoke Louis C.K. merch.
Yeah. Yeah. And the movie, just so you know, it's not a number two. It's I Love You, Daddy, T-O-O.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because so it's sort of like there will be two dads for Chloe Grace Moretz, and Whit will be the other dad.
Mm-hmm. My dream has always been to act with my man Louie.
Yeah, and have your character be named Louie. Yeah.
And of course, Clay will also be in the movie playing the evil twin for Whit's daddy.
Right. Yeah.
So he comes.
And sometimes
and he tries
the
to
evil
him.
Twin for Louis C.K., which is like hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Don't even joke about that.
Okay.
And of course, Anna will be in it playing a tree. And
one of the guys, a tree.
Because,
yep.
Yes, not allowed to talk. And Hayes will be in it playing an entertainment lawyer who has 600,000 lines. And of course, Rod will be in it playing Marlon Brando.
Yeah, because Louis brings him back to life. Because Louis stands Marlon and Margot Robbie, who's in it as well.
And, yes, and Margot Robbie's in it, and actually Suni Previn will be making an appearance.
Oh, good.
As a Starbucks barista.
Oh. It's going to be really good. And I really appreciate you bringing me my chicken.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, okay. if you could try to remember to get a couple of 2 liters of Coke for the apartment.
Oh, yeah. So if you haven't heard on the podcast, the reason Whit picked me out of the lineup was because I am short enough for him to balance a Pepsi 2 liter on my head and drink from it through a straw.
Yeah.
And I actually have a rare disease where I have little divots in my head that make a 2 liter stay in there perfectly. Yeah. So I gotta go back to the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, we ran out of them, so get them.
All right, thank you, Mitra.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitra.
And there she goes.
Mitra just walked away.
Oh, yeah, she's walking away now.
Yeah.
Just down the hallway.
Wow.
Oh no, there's a dog.
She's afraid of dogs.
Run away from the dog.
Oh wait, it's a cat. I want to pet it. Uh-oh. Okay. What do you want to do now? Stop!
Sorry.
Are you allowed to talk about the movie, like the plot of the movie and stuff at all? Like, I Love You Daddy too. Are you allowed to, like, get into it? Or, like,
we just
like, the log line?
Sure.
So, I mean, it's set in Marlon Brando's final days.
Oh, I Love You Daddy 2.
Yes, I Love You Daddy 2.
Yes, it's set in Marlon Brando's final days.
Were you worried I didn't know that we just went through the plot of...
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I was a little bit worried.
That must have been a little concerning for you.
Sorry, my mouth
thank you for
is like,
letting me do it.
My mouth is watering because of the delicious chicken chunk.
And
I was excited to hear what... No matter
it
what,
said in Marlon Brando's final days, Louis has always idolized Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
And he just wants to go say goodbye to his idol. And then Chloe meets him and wants to fuck him really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so it's like, is he, Marlon Brando's died, you know, like, is this okay? And Rose Byrne comes back and is like, yes, it's okay. Yeah.
And what Mitra didn't mention is Charlie Day's actually there, and he's going over scenes that he wrote himself for Marlon Brando. And so Clay and I will do that right now, just because we don't have the actual actors here. Clay, you're Marlon, and you do your great Marlon Brando.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And so this is just like, I just wrote Charlie improvises in the script because of how good he is at it. Uh-huh. So it's like Charlie improvises story, and so Charlie goes, and I don't even know, man. I was like, that's not a thing. And then he was like, that's got to be a thing. And I was like, really? Really? That's a thing? That is not a thing. Are you kidding
me
right now?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, Marlon.
What, Marlon?
Can I come in?
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were here.
No, I'm behind the door.
Well, come on in.
Okay. Hi, it's me, Marlon Brando.
Hi.
You're looking really good.
You're looking good, too.
Thank you so much. I forgot my shirt. I'm so stupid. You want to come? Get closer to me. I'm really hard of hearing.
Okay.
You don't have to yell. You can whisper.
Okay.
What did you want to tell me?
I just wanted your advice as an actor.
Not so loud. You're blowing my ears hurt so bad. Take one step closer.
I wanted your...
Oop, I tripped. Dang it. We're on top of each other. And I've been drinking.
All right.
So that's just a taste.
Okay. All right.
It's just a taste. It's really good.
I have some questions that I was watching the movie and I was like, there's some stuff that I just don't get. And you know, I want to ask the guys, and Anna's one of the guys, and
And also Anna has some special insight to all things Louis.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, because you have a thing.
Anna is.
I'm actually part of the Louis family clan, the Crest.
Yeah.
Clan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, tell us about that, Anna.
Well, so it begins kind of my father's last name is CK. It turns out it actually
which
is.
This no, is
it
true. Actually, this no, is it actually a true is. Thing. It's a true
is.
Thing.
And Louis, it's spelled
S-E-K-E-Y.
Which is similar to how Louis' real last name
but
is.
But his real last name is spelled S, are you with me, lady? Z?
Yes.
K-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
And
he
so,
sexed it up a bit.
Yeah, he sexed it up a bit.
Classic daddy.
Let's just say sexed it up a bit.
He sexed it up a bit. Yes, I understand. You're still too close.
Oh, Marlon's back.
Marlon.
You have to whisper. You have to use your indoor voice when you're close to me.
You just lay down on top of Marlon and tell him.
You smell good.
All right. This,
okay, all right. Sorry.
We got to get Marlon Brando out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go.
Okay, so your dad's real last name is CK.
Yeah.
And you took your mom's last name, which is Sarah Gina.
I said, well, I don't want to get Me Too'd in the future. I mean, I got a bright future ahead of me. It's
smart,
being
so
one
smart.
Of the guys, you know, so let's take Sarah Gina. You
and
know?
Louis is of Hungarian.
He's a Hungarian slash Mexican Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what, in your Hungarian.
I'm Russian.
And oh, but your dad is Hungarian?
But here comes my dad, and he's got his own, my dad, you know, and so he's got his own.
And not to confuse people, not daddy.
No.
But kind of.
There's daddy. my dad's, he's a dad. You
well,
know?
He's also
it's
a daddy.
It's a little different. Yeah. So for me, it's I like dad, not I love daddy. So.
Gotcha.
It's kind of where I'm coming from.
So you would be the only other comedian to be CK.
I would be Anna CK, yeah.
If you took your dad's name.
I wish
which
I
is
would
how,
yeah.
what most people do.
Yeah, which is what most people do.
So do you think, how do you think your career would be better?
Much better. I mean, I'd be not just one of the guys. I would probably be two of the guys at least.
Yeah.
You'd be two of the guys at the poker table.
At
talking
least,
about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes,
let's hear it both sides.
Yeah, it's both sides.
Yeah. Oh, I like the sound of that.
And Hayes... His Louis C.K. story is that he just is a really big fan.
Yeah, I love his shit. I love... what I love about it is how it is not funny. You know how you're watching it and you're, like, not laughing at all, any of it?
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that
like,
Andy,
that yeah. is, like, I'm watching it and I'm like... silent for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And Hayes is always calling Clay and I in the middle of the night. He makes us be together. He texts us first and says, go be with Clay.
Like, you guys have to be doing this.
Yeah.
Do this.
And he's telling us.
Listen to this. I hold my phone up to the screen. Nothing is happening on it.
And so, yeah, Hayes is just the number one. Yeah. And Hayes, as a political guy.
I love political.
Yeah. You're a political expert. You love political stuff. Do you find the politics of I Love You, Daddy to be current and important?
Yeah, it's really interesting how it sort of predicted Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which is especially exciting because it came out after... the election had happened.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, yes.
And so
yes.
to be able to predict something that has already occurred.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Right.
To come out in this era where we are asking the question, is it okay to do this kind of stuff?
Yes.
To be touching everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to make this conclusive claim and have every woman at your movie say, yes, it's okay.
Yes.
I would say, yes, that is, I love political.
I love daddy.
Yes, I love daddy.
Yeah, I love you, daddy. And now, Anna, you're notoriously a poop expert.
I'm notoriously a poop expert.
You love poop.
I love poop.
Now,
I love
Anna,
poop.
Anna, you, not only did you poop in a bowl as a kid.
I did. So I pooped in a bowl when I was a kid, and it was a small bowl, and I would love everybody to know that the poop was about the size of the bowl. So it was exactly. It was a nice fit. I went, what a fit. Wow, exactly.
And so, but also recently, you were walking outside Fred 62 in Los Feliz, and what did you discover?
Okay, so I'm walking outside of Fred 62.
One second. Hold on.
Wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm full, so it's a little, you know, I mean, you know. A little slower that
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, what is that across the street? It's a suitcase, right? And it's open. And then I look inside the suitcase. I got to get closer. An open suitcase, I must take a look, you know? And so I look inside, and inside the open suitcase on the ground outside of Fred 62 was poop. And
you said, well...
And I said, well, look at this. I got to tell you, fellas, I love it. I yeah. love it. I love all poop uh-huh, equally, uh-huh. and this poop specifically, I love just as much as any other.
That's yeah. great.
It was great for me. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Clay, what you got for us?
I wrote down some questions to see how well you guys knew the movie, but you guys, I'll just ask you one question.
Okay. Wait, and, us or the audience?
A centrist political expert, Hayes Davenport, and one of the guys, Anna Sarandino.
Yeah.
I'll ask a question, and the way that your buzzard would be you saying, I love daddy.
Okay.
Okay. And this is the one, I have a couple questions, but I'm just going to do this one. What is literally the one and only misstep this near perfect film made?
I love you, daddy.
Okay.
Is that she never directly says, I love you, daddy.
Yes, that's one.
Okay. I think that's intentional.
Wait. What did you say?
Huh?
What do you say?
I say there's one.
No, the buzzard.
Buzzer, man.
You gotta buzz in.
How do you buzz in? I love you, daddy. That's really good. I've never heard that voice.
There's one cut in the scene. The first scene with Ralph, Charlie Day's character, mm-hmm. where they're like in the middle of a conversation, and it's at the very end of the scene, and then Louis goes, Ralph! Like they just got a big fight that we did not see, and yeah. Ralph is like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. That is one big problem.
It's really wild.
Let's watch it. Oh, wait, it just happened. It's
1 second. Okay, right before Ralph. Wait, tell something really funny while we're waiting for this.
Okay, let's see. All right, a lot of people don't know this, but when I was a kid,
sorry, gang.
I was really into emo music.
Oh, boy. All right.
And what's funny about that is that I'm from Alabama. And emo,
please, God, hurry
and
up.
And being from Alabama and liking emo music is funny because...
Ralph.
Okay.
It's right there. Okay, ready? Yes.
What's happened?
I see it, buddy.
Ralph.
Bro, and it's usually like the ugliest chick. You know, she plays mother, and all the guys will line up naked, and the girls will line up naked, and the guys will be like, oh, mother.
This is Mother May,
this
I
chick?
Which turns out
and
to be real.
Like, yes, you may. Yes, you may. But only if you lick this guy's asshole or whatever. So you gotta do the gross thing, and then you get to do the, good thing, I guess. It's called Mother May.
I get it, Ralph. I get it. What I'm saying is that's not like China. She's not like that. She's not a spring breaker.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. No, I'm sure she's the one hot girl in a bikini who went to spring break and spent the whole time at the library.
Okay. Ralph.
I see you, bud.
Ralph.
What the?
Okay. All right, so, okay.
So everything else is perfect.
So for everyone...
But that, him suddenly wearing a backpack and being on the other side of the couch... And mad yeah. for some reason.
So we're missing something there. Something
yeah,
else.
It seems
he
like...
He probably went, hey, yeah, you know what, yeah, she probably only had girl in the beginning at the library. Yeah. And then went like this for 2 full minutes.
Do you think every take, he just started just spraying the N-word?
Yeah.
Like he was using a hose with like his thumb over the nozzle.
And he accidentally deleted it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
Man, so what do you think, Clay?
After all this, we all win.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying, do you think the podcast should be pretty much over?
Yeah. Hey, Rod, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that.
Yeah, I feel like it should probably time. End at this point.
Anything?
Yeah, so. Sorry. Excuse What's up? Me.
Something's happening.
Wow. We're just trying to end the yeah. podcast. Is all.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not okay?
That's well, the.
Well, yeah, we don't have.
Yeah, really. We did the thing that we needed to do.
Do you want to come and talk on the mic?
No, let me get this straight.
Give on the mic, in the mic. One second, just get on the mic.
End it now?
Well, wow. Yeah, we need to end it right now.
Pretty loud, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. Why are you going back to your seat? Wait.
Well, I'm just kind of like, wow, you guys just did this whole thing, and just like that, it's over?
Well, yeah, we gotta end it. Wait. Oh.
Sorry. Wait, hey, no. Where are you going? I can't see you if you go back and sit down.
Sir, wait, sorry. Who is that? We can't even see you.
I'm just kind of like, wow, just that, this whole thing's over?
Yeah.
It's just over, they're not going to thank anybody?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, he's going back to his chair.
Okay.
Does he want to be thanked?
Sir, I think we're supposed to thank him, and this is new news to us, but this is a podcast.
It just feels like somebody should be thanked, you know? It's like, I am Carmen Christopher. I am Forever Dog, you know?
You're the Forever Dog.
I am the Forever Dog. Me and my horny friends got together, start a podcast thing, you know, so that we could get free tickets to Passion Pit concerts. And all of a sudden, I can't even get a fucking thank you?
We didn't know you were here. Listen, you're from New York. We didn't know.
We didn't know that you were
and
coming.
And you're going back,
you're back
to
the seat.
Seat with the mic. Wait.
Come back, please.
You got to give Rod his mic back if you're going
to. I'm just kind of like me with Clay, Rod, we were like the Kings of Leon, you know? We had it all. And you guys can't even give me a fucking thank you?
Wait, hold on. Don't sit down with the mic.
We need it. We at least
we're
need the mic back.
To tell you.
Yes.
Man, I don't ask for much. I'm simple, you know? A box of
Krispy
Kremes.
Okay, he's going back to the center stage.
Yeah. What do I want? A box of Krispy Kremes, a thank you, and $1 million, you know?
She's all right,
well, he's canceled. Yeah, I don't ask for a time. And then of all things, you guys are going to bust my boy Charlie Day's nuts? Everybody knows I'm basically Charlie Day at 25, but I'm like in my 30s, you know?
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
Okay, all right, we're sorry, okay?
But we need the mic back.
I'm
just kind of like, all I want is a fucking thank you. Like, I literally started your career.
Okay.
I didn't have to do that. I could have chilled. I could have just been, like, chilling. Like, I literally didn't have to do any of that.
Okay.
Okay. Like, it's just weird to see my friends go on to success, and I'm just like chilling, producing, you know?
Well, dude, we're trying to sit
it's
here.
It's just like me and all my loser friends at Forever Dog started this, right? Come on.
So we're trying to tell you right now that we really.
I don't know. I got a solo show here next Friday at 8:00.
You have your solo show here on Friday.
But where's here?
Lyric Hyperion.
Okay.
I'm French. No, I just feel bad. I bum rushed this. You guys are good people.
Yeah,
I really
thank
just,
you.
And we wanted to say thank you to you.
Thank you so much.
Because not only are you the Forever Dog, you created Forever Dog. People used to call you Forever Dog because why?
I just think I'm sensitive because my dad's not really around. And I just think that, like, I think you guys will leave me the way he did.
That's not going to happen, man. Yeah. We just thought you were in New York. We're not going to leave
you. No, like, I mean, like, ever since Rod wore that I Love New York shirt, I kind of don't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, I understand that. I get that for sure.
Me neither.
Sure.
Rod is canceled. We're with you.
Yeah.
You guys are dope. And, like, I would seriously, I would, like, suck on all your foot. I would
thank
suck
you.
Anyone
okay, thank
your
you.
Guys, I would suck any of your dude's toes. And I realized that, like, just by being like this jealous ass dude, like just like ruining my career.
No, you're not ruining
but, like,
your career.
But like I also like to get fucked up.
I know, and we're
not
thanking
like that lame.
We're saying thank you.
Thank you,
Carmen.
Dog.
You are the forever
dog.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you, man.
All right. Okay. Extended 10 more seasons.
It's been another episode of this podcast.
Go ahead, smell it!
Our number one guest, Anna.
Mr. Rob. And my number one intern, Mitra. And my number one breast dog, Marvin. Woo! I've got a bye, Ryan.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Really, really cool. Everybody came, and really, I appreciate all of our guests tonight. And this is the first time we've ever really done anything like this. So, and thank you to the Forever Dog Real people. Everybody's nice. Everybody's cool, and I really appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.